Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report, spotlighting the Oklahoma FFA area stars for 2018. All during April, we're talking with the 20 FFA members who have been named an area star in one of four disciplines. This week, we're focused on the five area stars in agribusiness. Today, we have with us Jesse Rader of the Ulaga FFA chapter, your area star for the northeast part of the state in agribusiness. Our special salute to these high achievers being made possible by AFR, the American Farmers and Ranchers, proud to support Oklahoma's youth. We're back with Jesse of the Ulaga FFA in just a moment.
At AFR Insurance, we know you're busy. There's work to be done, and you don't have time to hassle with your insurance claim. That's why our claims department prides itself in prompt, friendly service. Just what you should expect from your insurance company. Auto, home, farm, and life insurance for busy Oklahomans. AFR Insurance, insuring rural and urban tomorrows.
Jesse Rader from the Ulaga FFA with us today. Jesse is your Northeast area star in agribusiness. Jesse, why don't you tell us a little bit about your agricultural operation, your successful operation in the area of agribusiness?
Yes, sir. I run beef cattle, dairy cattle, poultry is a good one, produce, and pecans, and I also run beehives.
So what's the favorite?
It's hard to choose. I like working with definitely with the beef cows, and I also like the bees. Bees are cool. A lot of people think about the agricultural as it's more of like a grain, but a lot of times you can't run agriculture without bees, so it's cool to have that.
So are you actually renting your beehives or placing them around to let people, you know, use the benefits of pollination that the bees bring to the table?
Yes, sir. I lease out my beehives to four different states across the country, California, Texas, Minnesota, and finally back in Oklahoma. I will pull honey off of them in two different states, in Minnesota and in Oklahoma. I lease them out to different farmers. California is strictly for almonds. Texas, it's just wildflowers, a lot of hay fields. And then when I send them up to Minnesota, there's two different things I pollinate. It's canola and clover. And then back in Oklahoma, it's just whatever's left at the end of the growing season.
Wow. So they're not only busy bees, but mm-hmm. they're also very very active in, as far as traveling bees.
Yeah, they're ramblers.
So what's the secret? What are some things you've had to learn to be successful in these various categories of business that you were talking about?
One of the things that you got to do, you got to spend money to make money. That's one of the best ways to put it. Time management is huge. You got to stay on top of stuff. Like with the bees, it's you got to check them regularly. There's so many diseases that are found in insects now. Cattle, you got to stay on top of them, worming, feeding, maintaining regimens and everything. It's just you got to stay on top of everything to make sure you're keeping them in the prime working condition for profit margin and anything along the lines.
For pecans, tell me about the pecan operation.
Pecans, I fertilize two times a year. I spray a zinc foliar feed to help with throughout photosynthesis to help with the maximizing the leaf conditions and health. I will spray a pest repellent two times a year and a fungicide to repel against scab.
Are you marketing direct? Or are you selling how are you selling your pecans?
There's two ways that I sell them. I will wholesale them out to two different retailers, Clark Pecans, which is in Collinsville, Oklahoma, and then Bill Isle, which is a huge cracking facility. I will sell natives, which are just trees that have been there for forever, and then I will sell my improved varieties, which are grafted trees that I sell cracked, or I'll just sell them straight out to other facilitators that are looking for cracked pecans to sell on the shelves.
Tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA.
I public speak, I livestock judge, I have done agri-science. Speech has probably been one of my favorite parts, just to get to be with a whole bunch of other people from the organization, getting to see other people throughout the year.
What's FFA given you?
It's given me a lot of communicational skills with other people. It's really showed me to like break outside of my bubble and break outside of my shell, to really get to know people, really to expand my communication skills. Work ethic is a great one that I have really received through FFA.
What's the plans after graduation?
After graduation, I have a full ride to RSU University in it's Roger State University in Claremore, Oklahoma. So I plan to take advantage of that for 2 years. And then after that, I will proceed on to Oklahoma State to finish out my master's. And then I'll probably go an extra 2 years to expand farther into animal science and become an embryologist and bring it back to Northeast Oklahoma.
Wow. Lots of plans there.
Lots of plans.
Well, congratulations, Jesse Rader from the Ulaga FFA chapter. Jesse is your Northeast area star in agribusiness. Our thanks to AFR for sponsoring our coverage of the Oklahoma FFA stars, all of whom will be honored at the upcoming Oklahoma FFA convention on the 1st and 2nd of May. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.